This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins us now from the Democratic National Convention. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hi, Mark.
And now, the Ohio delegation heard from Senator Sherrod Brown this morning, and he's facing a tough race against Republican challenger Josh Mandel. What's Brown's take on this?
Well, yes, he is in a very tight race, according to the polls. And he's complaining, and he was complaining again this morning about all of the outside super PAC money that's being spent against him, $16 million of basically unaccountable money that's pouring into the Senate race more than in any other state in the country. And he says he's just going to have to fight back because he doesn't have that kind of financial resources, and he's going to have to depend on grassroots organization and the Obama campaign turning out the vote in Ohio.
And did Mandel have a response to that, what he was saying?
Well, yeah, Mandel's campaign put out a statement saying basically, you know, well, National Journal had called him the most liberal senator in the country, that he had voted, you know, to bail out the banks, bail out Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and, you know, the voters of Ohio are going to see through his complaining about the negative advertising that's been coming in Ohio.
Now, this money issue kind of goes along with what Obama campaign manager Jim Messina is saying about Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah, Jim Messina, I mean, he talked to the Ohio delegation today, too, and he said that, you know, clearly we're going to get outspent in Ohio. That doesn't mean we're going to get beat. His argument is that we are much better at grassroots organization and one-on-one voter contact than the Republicans are, and that they will use that to the umpteenth degree to turn out every single voter they can possibly find in Ohio to try to pull out another victory.
Now, what's this I hear about the Republicans and the Romney campaign sending a cake to the Ohio Democratic breakfast? And I take it this was not a neighborly gesture?
No, this was kind of funny. At the end of the breakfast this morning, the Democratic Party chairman of Ohio, Chris Redfern, announced that the Ohio Republican Party and the Romney campaign had sent a giant cake to the Oasis Center where they were having the delegation breakfast. And the thing was printed. It said, it's impossible, it's unpatriotic, and we're not better off, which Redfern took as a reference to the fact that the national debt hit $16 trillion yesterday, and he was not amused. He said, you know, these people are like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. They hustled the cake off, and they hit it, and they didn't eat it. And the Democrats didn't think that was very funny.
Now, one of the most anticipated speeches tonight is going to come from Bill Clinton, who I understand has been keeping his speech under wraps. But any ideas what his theme is going to be?
Well, what I'm hearing here is, and Bill Clinton is obviously still a very popular figure in his party, he's going to talk about this debt, this national debt, this $16 trillion. And I think what he's going to do is basically say the Republicans built this. This took off during the Bush administration and when the Republicans were in charge of Congress, and Barack Obama inherited it and is working to reverse the trend. And from what I understand, that's going to be the theme of his speech tonight.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Howard Wilkinson joins us afternoons at 5:44 to talk about the Democratic National Convention. You can read his insights and observations at the new WVXU.org.